Well, I'd love to start out with the fact that, you know, you diving into the director's chair for this one. What made you make the jump into the director's chair? Was this something that you were just very passionate about, or what made that impetus?
Thank you so much for that question. And yes, this, I don't know what obsessed me about this, but this was a passion project. I was sitting in my car in Los Angeles in traffic, listening to a radio show, and on came this woman, Dr. Nofa Tamna Ismail, the first Arab Muslim to win Israel's Master Chef, and she was talking about her mission of bringing Jews and Arabs together over food. And I was like, wow, I have to meet this woman. She's talking about something positive, not negative for once, right? And so I reached out to her on Facebook. We became friends. And right away she told me about the Asham Arabic Food Festival that she had founded, in which Jewish and Arab chefs collaborate on dishes. And I, you know, I just said, I have to tell this story.
As far as, like, getting the resources to film in Israel, I would love to know what that process was like filming, you know, because you guys were not just in one city. I mean, you were in Haifa, a little bit in Tel Aviv, and, I mean, all over Israel. What was that process like filming in Israel?
That's a great question. I actually just had a string crew. It was me and a director of photography and a sound man. We did not even have a production assistant, because basically once I heard about this festival and was on a mission to tell this story, I got on the phone and just raised donations to just get enough money to get me through the production period. It was an 18-day shoot, and we just, you know, hopped in the car every day and went from beginning of day to end of day. We were just so obsessed with it and had the time of our lives telling the story. And we just drove around from city to city doing, filming, basically.
Wow, that's wild. Well, I mean, there's so many wonderful chefs we meet. How many chefs total did you guys actually interact with at the festival?
Another great question. And again, a lot of it had to do with the fact that we did not have a production assistant. And so it was a matter of who we could get. You know, Israel, it's not always easy to get people on the phone, and who could I get on the phone or on a text to be able to speak with in time so that we knew what we were going to do the next day, basically. And so many of these people that we met were so incredible right away. I mean, they were just such interesting characters that we definitely interviewed a few more than that appear in the film, but for the most part, right off the bat, the people we were meeting were so interesting that we just focused on them. It was really fortuitous in a sense. I really feel in a way the universe helped me with this film and gave me this gift.
To help folks kind of understand the beauty of the chefs, there's an Israeli chef and a, you know, an Arab chef basically teaming up to make a dish. Is sort of, I think, the theme of what she was trying to create with this festival. Can you talk about the connection point for these chefs? I feel like we get to meet people who truly became friends, not just people working together. There was some amazing moments you captured on screen.
Yes, thank you. Again, the chefs, first of all, I just want to add something very interesting, which when we say Israeli, we often forget there are Arab Israelis and Jewish Israelis. So in a sense, it was more a question of Jewish chefs than Muslim chefs. Sometimes when we said Jewish and Arab chefs, sometimes it was a Jewish chef with a Muslim chef. Sometimes it's a Muslim Arab chef. Sometimes it's a Jewish chef with a Christian Arab chef. The ones that we focus on are all Muslim Arab, But honestly, there are also Jewish Arab chefs, so it's sometimes confusing. But in this film, as I said, the three pairs are Jewish chefs paired with Muslim chefs. And can you repeat the question? Now I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, as far as getting to see their connections, it must have been kind of surreal to see how close some of these guys get. I mean, there's some wonderful connections. I didn't anticipate friendships coming from just coming together, making a dish. Shlomi and
Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie. I love their stories. You know, grandfather, grandmother. There's some really poignant moments that you captured. Did you see that coming? I mean, that must have been surreal to capture.
I did not see that coming at all. And because we don't see these things in the media, right? And for me, it was so interesting. When you strip down the religion, when you strip down the politics, you're left with the person. And people are people. And everybody in this film is the same. You can't really tell who's who. And for me, that was sort of the point of this. So
the next question I've got to ask, it's very difficult to get through your movie without wanting to, like, go eat. please talk to me about getting to capture food on, I mean, there's some beautiful shots of the food. It was difficult for me to watch it and be like, oh my God, I wish I could just go try this food. Was there a particular food that you captured that you personally love seeing on screen, like you loved the way you captured it being made, or story behind capturing this piece being made, like the octopus dish, for instance? For me, I think was my favorite. I'd never seen octopus with that style. Was there a food that stood out to you?
For me, the dish that I think is most spectacular and unusual, all the dishes in this film are exotic dishes that people are probably mostly unfamiliar with this country. But for me, the most beautiful dish captured by Ofer Ben Yehuda, who I was so lucky to have as my cinematographer because his specialty is food, was Dr. Nofatana Ismail's Monty, which are lamb dumplings. I think they look so beautiful and they're so colorful, and that's her message. So to me, it was a metaphor that when you are open to all sides, your life is more colorful.
I love that. can you talk to me about the importance of showcasing hummus? You guys make a point to showcase that it is the through food. You're not sure whose side claims it correctly. And I love that you touch upon that in the film, that it is such a classic dish that it bridges barriers and religions.
What I love about hummus is, again, Dr. Nofatamna Ismail in the film talks about how once she was visiting the United States and she was at a Super Bowl party, and on the table was guacamole and cheese dip and nachos. And then she saw hummus and she said, wow, how did hummus migrate all around the world to the United States? And for her, hummus has no borders. Now, what's touched on in the film, again, is, yes, all these countries are claiming hummus. Everybody eats hummus in Lebanon. Everybody eats hummus in Israel. Everybody eats hummus in Syria, in Jordan. It's an area. It used to be called the Levant. And so why are we putting labels on this food? Why is everybody fighting about the food? Just eat the food, enjoy it, and call it Levantine cuisine.
Is it pretty amazing to be a part of a project that does showcase a coming together of people? I mean, obviously this region is strife with a lot of he said, she said type arguments, and yet we see so many of the chefs and the doctor herself talk about food bringing people together no matter who you are.
You know, Gadi, in the film, Nof says that 90%, she feels, this is her opinion, but 90% of Israelis want to live together, and it's the 10% that make it to the headlines. And then everybody thinks that the 10% are the 90%. And that's because the media only shows negative stories, not positive stories. She said, you know, she's asked the press to cover the festival in the past, and who wants to cover it when it's negative, only when it's positive? So for me, it's an absolute, that's what put me on a mission to tell this story, because as you said, it's something that sounded so unusual. It sounded like something we never see. I wanted to see it firsthand, and so it's an absolute blessing for me that I'm able to tell this story. I've enjoyed every second of it, and I hope I can share it with as many people as possible. I'll add one more thing, which is, you know, it's basically the message of the film as well, and it's the opening quote by Anthony Bourdain, but he says, "Food might not be the answer to world peace, but it's a start."
I love that you brought Anthony into it, because I was gonna ask a question about that. Being able to showcase this movie in New York, knowing Anthony's history in New York, it's got to be kind of maybe a little bittersweet to know that your film does open with that quote, does showcase something that, I mean, he was one of the first people to go into Lebanon on his show and showcase their food, and you know, was in the middle of Beirut, and yet, you know, he's famous for New York and changing the cuisine in New York very much. That's got to be something special on top of just being at an Israeli festival. I think you're touching upon a whole food community by showcasing it, or being able to showcase it in New York.
There is no doubt and no secret that I was inspired by Anthony Bourdain. He was an incredible person. What he did in the world, he was on a mission, I feel, to bring people together through food. And so for me, it's an absolute honor to be able to be in New Orleans and to be able to inspire people and bring his name up if I can. And in general, this film, yes, I feel like it is hopefully for foodies and the foodie audience. I was inspired, along with Anthony Bourdain, by shows like Chef's Table. And, you know, I believe in this concept of bringing people together through food. One of the chefs says in the movie that if you cook for somebody and he eats your food, that's where politics ends. Mm. And so I here to that.
So now that you've directed, is the directing bug hit you, or are you going to continue to be involved in films?
Thank you for the question. As much as I can be, if I can be inspired by another story or a continuation of this story, something that propels me from my heart, then I would be grateful and so happy to do more stories. But for me, to tell a story as a director, I feel like in order to do it properly, I must be obsessed. I was obsessed with this, and I hope that the world gives me another story to be obsessed with. In the meantime, this is the one I'm sharing.
Since it is a wonderful food documentary, I'd love to ask, if you had to just pick one dish that you would love to have as your favorite dish, it doesn't have to necessarily be Israeli, but I hope it is, what would be your favorite dish, either from the film or just overall in general?
Great question. I think out of the film, the one that I want to eat the most, just because it's so delicious, is a dish. It's more of a minor story dish in the film, but it's so delicious. Was a dish called harak asbal. I think I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. But it's lentils and pasta. A chef named Hila Alpert made it with Rabia Jamal, and it had pomegranate seeds on top. It had something like a tortilla chip, but it was I think some sort of pita bread toasted on top. And boy, was that delicious.
Speaking of pomegranates, can I just say one of my favorite shots in the entire film is the crushing up of the inside of a pomegranate. It was so, I don't know, poetic, and it, the pomegranate being so red, it looked violent, yet, you know, like, in a positive way, like, they're destroying this beautiful thing to create something tasty, which I thought was the whole concept of the whole thing. So, your shots and food.
That is such a compliment to me, and I thank you for that, because that means that the message was coming across, and I thank you for that.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for the chat. Thank you for making the film. I hope so many people get to see it and they enjoy it at the other Israeli film festival. And it's one of those films that makes you immediately want to go eat something and feel special. So thank you so much.
Let me just say, yes, please, if anybody can make it, there's two places it will be coming up this week. First in Napa Valley at the Napa Valley Film Festival on Friday and Saturday, and then at the other Israel Film Festival in New York on Sunday. If anybody can go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/breakingbreadmovie, I would so appreciate it, and I hope people will get to enjoy this movie the way I enjoyed making it. So thank you so much, Gadi, for having me.
Awesome. Thank you, Beth. You have a wonderful time, and Napa Valley, great film festival, by the way. Good choice.